Hi, hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life, and this is your friend Susu Kenti. And welcome, this is your behavioral analyst, and I am going to share with you this podcast about the joy of life. So I have observed a lot of people have a problem enjoying life and being positive, and they pretty much focus on negative things. So I was thinking, do you really need to be smart to be able to enjoy life? No, it's enjoying life. It's an attitude. It's more about how you are enjoying yourself at this moment, here and now, today, and in the place where you are. Everywhere you go, you're going to carry on your past. You're going to carry on all your frustrations, all your needs and wants, all the things that you never did. All everywhere you go, you can move to Australia. You can move to any other country. You can go live in another country, in a Latin American country jungle, and live in a nice had there in a tent or in a nice hotel. Anywhere you are, it doesn't matter the environment where you are. What matters is your inner peace and your attitude. So what matters is how much are you willing to enjoy yourself and the company of others around you. And it is okay to be by yourself and to be alone, but also each day look for being in contact with other people. Go to the store, smile at that people, and also try to help somebody. When you try to help people who are in need, people who are in more disadvantage than you, that are less advantaged than you, less privileged. I'm talking about when you choose to go and help people that have not been lucky in life, other families, other children, other teenagers, other men and women who are not as lucky as you to have what you have. If when you go and help them for free and you volunteer to make just make someone smile, that's when you enjoy the joy of life. That's when you taste a little bit of happiness, because knowing that we are in this world, that you can have the power to bring a smile to some people that are always sad or who are in fear. So this is very important for us to realize that a lot of times we live life not caring for others. We just care for what am I gonna eat tomorrow? Where am I gonna live? What bills am I gonna pay? But a lot of times we don't worry about our brothers and sisters who are struggling. And in this economical system where there's too many unfair things going on, when there's the most powerful people get the most comfortable things, and then there's a lot of ignorance also. So how about spending some of your time sharing the joy and volunteering with something that you are expert doing? I really like to see all those missionaries and all the people that they go to other countries and help in a mission, and they leave their place and they just go help because they find happiness and joy over there. Anywhere we are, we can help others, and we can teach others, and we can help other people have a better life and or just have a good day. So, and that just makes you so powerful that you can help a lot of people that need help. And to me, that is the joy of life, to be able to serve others and to make someone happy. And at the same time, in order to enjoy this, you have to be strong on your own. You have to be balanced. It's very important that as humans, I hold myself accountable and that I exercise myself and that I eat properly, because I need to stay standing and I need to be that accountable person, that person that others are going to rely on me in things of need, in things of trouble. in times of trouble, you are the one that are going to be a leader. You are the one that people are going to look up after you. You are the one that are going to give protection. You are the one that are going to give safety to others. So my motivation, and I encourage you to be that person. If you think you are weak, no, you are not. Even if you are a young man or a young lady, the character of your soul, that's what's strong, and that's what is going to get you to help others get through moments of need and suffering. Okay, we need to be an example for others, and we need to just spread the joy. Okay, thank you for the joy of life, and this is my podcast. Susu Kenti, your coach, and you please like and share. And if you have any personal comment, you can email me to my email. It's kennedysusu@gmail.com. Bye. Hello, hello. How not to be a victim. Welcome to my podcast. This is Susu Kenti, and thank you for listening to my podcast again. How not to be a victim. If you are a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Anybody can listen to this. And I'm going to share with you my personal opinion and some psychological techniques on how to escape the victim and victimary cycle. It's like in order to be a victim, or in order for you to be under some kind of abuse, you need to participate of that interaction. So my advice, of course, it's never be a victim. Okay, with this, in any situation in life, do not ever be the one that is weak. By this is show your strength, but not with words, not with physical force. I am totally against violence and aggression. I'm totally go for peace. I'm not saying don't defend yourself. Actually, a victim can't defend themselves. I would say just do not let anybody. So what are you going to do if you can feel that you are becoming someone's victim? First of all, you need to escape. I mean, I would just leave that situation, go away from that person or situation, walk away. And I know it's easier said than done, but you don't want to be in that place. If you feel that you are in danger, if you feel that someone stronger than you has been threatening or has been telling you bad things, just don't be a victim. Don't stay there. And just, I would say, you can always cut communication and do not talk to that person. Kind of like block that person and ask for help. Surround yourself with other people. It's so important that we are social and that we belong to groups and that we communicate with other people, because we humans like to care for each other. So it doesn't have to be a family member, the one that helps you. It can be anybody, any friend. That's why we always need to be helping each other. I would say this message, if you are a lady and you are a victim, I would say stop being the victim by take responsibility of your own person. Make the decisions you have to make. Believe me, I know making changes in your life a lot of times is not easy. It's not comfortable. It's going to be painful. It's going to hurt. It's going to be ouchy. Making changes are always for good. A lot of times you don't know, probably it's not going to be easy, but it's always for good. Set up your goals. Instead of being a victim of the situation, I would say be a warrior. Take action. Make a plan. Set up your goals. What is the best that can happen to me in this situation? How can I stop being a victim? I would say get out of the circle of oppression and insults and power. If someone else has some power over you, I would suggest liberate, psychologically liberate, physically liberate. You are a free person. Nobody owns you. You can walk away with no problem. Don't be attached. So I was hearing these ladies talk about the syndrome where the victim falls in love with the aggressor. So why does this happen? That happens for survival, because your brain is trying to save your life. Your brain is trying to make you behave like you love the person that is aggressor, because your brain already identify that you cannot defend yourself, and that your brain is sending you a behavior where, because of the fear that you have, you want to be a survivor. And that's okay. Now also, each day you are a survivor, I would say that day, make sure you make a plan, make sure you save money, get resources, and then leave and walk away. There's so many places where you can go in this world. So many places better than where you are, probably. So I would say don't be afraid of changing. It is always better to leave a situation in the right time before something worse happens. Getting people angry is not okay. Don't get hooked into a situation that is toxic, when you can never get anything good out of a toxic relationship. It's either, I don't care who the aggressor is, it can be a family member, it can be a couple relationship. I would say always just stop and walk away. And then a lot of ladies tell me, well, but I have kids. Bring your kids with you, okay? Protect the ones that you have to protect, and make sure you are safe. Your safety and your life is a priority. A lot of times we have to end relationships much earlier than what we thought. And a lot of times it's better to just cut ties, call turkey, and don't ever talk to that person again. And you know what? Get a new life. Just get a new life and start a new life and hope for the best, okay? If you are in an abusive situation, please ask for help. There's so many people that can help you. Churches, organizations, go online. Everybody can help you. And also, how not to feel guilty. Okay, how not to feel guilty about it. Guilt is someone that some culture, society puts in our minds, put in the minds of you bad, guilty person. No. Guilt is another topic, but when someone feels guilty for something bad they do, that is okay. If you did something wrong and you hurt somebody, then so you need to apologize and then stop feeling guilty. But if you didn't do anything wrong, but just be a normal person. If you didn't do anything wrong, or even if you did something that you feel bad about it and you think it's wrong, and you need to apologize. If you apologize, think about the reaction of the other person. Do you think the other person is going to feel that they have some kind of a power or authority over you because you are apologizing? A lot of times, apologizing just makes you feel weak and just makes you look weak and unimportant. So I would say never feel guilty for something you did or regret it, unless it has been like something really bad. Guilt, it's a measure from the brain to balance your ethic, okay? Guilt is something that your brain and your moral and your culture sends you. And it is okay because it gives you a balance for your actions. However, it is as bad to not feel any guilt even when people are doing bad things or evil stuff. And I don't like talking a lot about evil stuff, but what I'm going to tell to you is, as a lady or as a man, do not ever feel guilty for choosing the things you want to do. If someone gets offended or insulted about you living the life that you want to live, sorry. It's like not you don't depend on that. But a lot of people give you their opinion. A lot of people say, well, you make me feel bad if you do this, if you do that. Don't worry about them. Are they paying all your bills? Are they supporting you in this life? No. So don't feel guilty. Just do the things that you want to do. Don't feel guilty because someone else is waiting for you. Don't feel guilty because you chose to do something different or because you want to be who you are. Don't feel guilty. Be proud of yourself. Be proud for choosing freedom. Be proud for being the person that you want to be and reach your goals. You are not in this world to fulfill anybody's expectations, but yourself. You are here in this world, the only person that is going to look back in life when you imagine that you are 90 and you can hardly walk. Then you look back and you say, oh, I should have done this. Imagine you are 90 right now, and then you look back and then you say, I wish I was 40 again. Okay, so what are you going to do now? Just do the things that you want to do in life. Okay, take a risk and ask people for help and communicate. And just tell everybody what you want to do. And then let's just create some actions, okay? Don't be afraid. And don't be a victim. And don't feel guilty, okay? It's very common for people to be a victim of the circumstance. Like, oh, yeah, I don't have money because this. And then you're always a victim. Because when you don't have any money, I don't know what, bad things happen to you. But then don't feel guilty because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, because you didn't get up early and you didn't go to work when you were supposed to go, or where you didn't work. If you are working from home, when we are at home, we feel so relaxed, and then we don't do much. Well, don't be comfortable. Just use your time wisely and use every hour of the day to accomplish something, okay? No, we don't have all the time. That is an attitude. But also, do what you can do best now, okay? And do it with joy. Okay, well, all for this, I really hope that everybody reaches their goals in life and they accomplish the joy of life and not be a victim. Don't blame it on others, what you're going through. And don't feel guilty about your choices, okay? Because you are your best creation of yourself. All right, well, thank you for listening to this podcast. This is Susu Kenti, and I hope you listen to all my other episodes and that you share me. Thank you very much for listening and sharing, and I see you next time. Bye.